WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board superintendent search is down from 54 applicants to 7 who will be interviewed next week. The unanimous decision was made following an executive session last night lasting 2.5 hours.
Board President Trey Moore says it was interesting to learn the initial recommendations of each member.
We matched up multiples for each candidate, and overall, our list of 54 probably came down to about 14 once we had all board members' input. So I think that shows that a lot of people were thinking the same, looking for the same qualities in candidates. And it also shows that we had some really strong candidates that just kind of shone through above the rest.
After next week's interviews, the board will review their findings with their consultants on February 22nd. At that time, the board could select 3 finalists. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A 4th apartment complex is proposed in the Tower Point area of South College Station. Tonight's city council meeting takes up rezoning commercial land in the area of New Arrington and Old Arrington behind the Caprock Crossing Center. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval last month after hearing opposition from neighboring homeowners in Nantucket, South Oaks, Southampton, and Indian Lakes. Tonight's council agenda also calls for rezoning commercial property off Copperfield between University and Harvey to build townhomes. The company planning to build high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas has announced how much property has been acquired. Opponents pointed out Texas Central Partners referred to the number of parcels, not the percentage of land. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson was asked about the bullet train on the Infomaniacs.
This is a private enterprise. If they can do it, why would I stop someone who wants to create a business? That doesn't mean we need to force people to use a train if they don't want to use a train. It's a market, and I simply believe in free markets, and I don't think the taxpayer should be paying for a train, that's for sure.
Nelson, who rides bullet trains every year when his business travels take him to Europe, says he would have stronger support if it stopped closer to the Twin Cities. Mayor Nelson was also asked about the invitation from Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp to appoint representatives to a new advisory committee to monitor activities at the new Rellis campus.
We want someone who can represent, understand the needs of Bryan, understand the needs and the strategy for what's going on at Rellis, who can understand both the academic side, the workforce side, training, and has good relationships and has a track record of figuring things out and working well with others to solve problems.
The College Station City Council will be considering appointments at tonight's meeting. The Texas legislature has been meeting for 5 weeks, and House members still don't know their committee assignments. That was among the topics asked of Representative John Rainey on the Infomaniacs.
I was asked a few questions about that. Of course, I don't know whether you heard, but we had one of the guys question the speaker about it, and then I saw Pete Laney, who was former speaker, and he said, well, one time he didn't put them out till the 1st of March.
Rainey says on the House floor, another lawmaker found out there was no parliamentary rule that could force the speaker to make committee assignments. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 44 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not going to believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to the radio, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward.
His name is Senor Bendito.
Wait, You got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months, or qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 36 months, with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 22817.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure well off to our north, taking control of our weather. We'll be partly to mostly sunny today and a bit cooler with temperatures near 65, but not a bad day after all. It'll be clear tonight. We'll cool down to about 45 to 50. We will see an increase in the clouds tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Scattered showers for tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds and breezy with scattered showers Saturday and warm, high Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team scored a win over Missouri last night. Coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on that. Meanwhile, tonight, the women's team faces Alabama at Reed Arena. We'll get the details on Bama from Coach Gary Blair. And in the NBA, the Sixers couldn't hold off Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs in Philadelphia. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 712. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor studio. Your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer located in Bryan in Navasota. See the moon this morning?
Yeah.
Man, that thing was a monster.
Awesome. I didn't. I missed it somehow.
Well, in the west, in the west, and it was, you know, just setting about 5:30 or 5:45 today. So tonight,
I was in my cave already.
Oh, all right.
Working.
Actually, you could have gone out on the balcony, but
yeah,
why would you do that?
Because
it's like 45 anyway. So tomorrow is the full snow moon. That's what it's called, the snow moon, since the heaviest snow usually falls during the month of February.
Well, they're getting it right now.
They are. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so check out tomorrow and see if it's really neat looking. And yeah, so you heard our weather. It's a little cooler today, about 20 degrees cooler for a high. It's 65 after setting records on consecutive days earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
But heck yeah, let's go to Boston Logan International Airport. We'll read you that for today. Snow, mainly after 9 a.m. Snow could be heavy at times. Areas of blowing snow after noon. Temperatures falling to about 21 by 5 o'clock. Windy with a north wind at 22 to 28 miles an hour, but gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 100%. Today's daytime totals will be 9 to 13 inches. Yeah, that's all. I mean, they get a maybe.
What's weird is they had kind of a warm spell.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday because they'd had the parade. They had the Patriots parade, and it was cold and kind of sleety. That was 2 days ago.
Yep.
Then yesterday, I think it was supposed to be somewhere like in the upper 40s to even 50.
Yeah.
And now it's and in New York, it was like 60 the other day.
Yeah, they'll have sunshine tomorrow, but tomorrow night it's going to be 13.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, think about if this was happening last weekend.
True.
That would have messed up some plans.
Big
that's
time.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so hey, that's why they're up there, and they'll get snow for the rest of the weekend, Sunday and Sunday night, but we won't.
Uh-huh.
It'll be better here. Don't have to worry about that.
Scott, you missed a really important day.
Oh, what did I miss?
National Pizza Day.
What?
Yes.
What?
It's trending on Twitter right now.
That's today?
That's what it says.
Let's Google that puppy and see
Good
what
Morning
we're
America tweeted about it, so I feel like they're usually on top of these things.
Okay. What a delicious development.
National Pizza Day,
so,
y'all.
All right, so Google that and let me see what they're telling us about it, where it came from, which pizza chain started this.
Okay. Because we even got an email at our news account.
Did we?
That gives us National Pizza Day deals.
Oh, what? Is that right?
Yes.
Well, now,
yes.
Okay, first, participating restaurants.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct. But there are a few that we have here in town.
If you go in there and they don't, then, you know. All right, so real quick, who we got?
We got, let's see, Chuck E. Cheese,
okay.
Domino's, Hungry Howie's, Marco's, which I know we have one of those,
uh-huh.
Papa John's, Papa
okay.
Murphy's,
okay.
Pizza Hut. And those are the ones that we have in the
All right,
email.
So there you go. So you can go check at their websites as
mm-hmm.
to whatever their deals happen to be. So then, of course, that brings up, you know, I can remember a long, long, long time ago, we used to have a place called Ralph's Pizza, which was at the area East Gate.
Okay.
Right there. Mm-hmm. And it was, heck, I think there's a dentist's office there now. But that's basically the location where it was. And the guy opened it, and, you know, we had... I had classmates who worked there. He had two locations. He had one in Northgate by the A&M United Methodist Church. Mm. And I think that was the first pizza folks, you know, who we had. And then Pizza Hut came in, and the Lampos, if you know the Lampo family, they had the Pizza Hut franchise here. And in fact, I mean, just kind of stuff that you might not know, as it became a deal where there were cities that had multiple locations for their chains, you know, they had to decide, well, which store is closest to the person who is calling so that you could cook it at that store and get the delivery out to them. And Sam Lampo of the Lampos actually came up with the basis of the network that Pizza Hut Corporate used to put that thing together.
Wow.
Yep. Times have changed. Of course, you get it out there on the internet now, and apparently one of the chains, I forget which one it is, will let you... But they have some sort of graphic to show you.
Emoji. You can order, I think, Domino's. You can order pizza with an emoji.
Wow.
But I do have some fun facts about National Pizza Day.
Okay.
Pepperoni is the most popular pizza at 36% of all pies ordered.
Yep.
Over 3 billion pizzas are sold in the USA each year. Add another 1 billion.
3 billion?
On billion.
Okay.
Add another 1 billion on frozen pizzas.
Okay.
This is interesting. 17% of all U.S. restaurants are pizzerias.
Oh, my.
Wow. 17%.
Okay.
Gennaro Lombardi was the first pizzeria in the United States. It opened in 1895 in New York City.
Okay.
And Americans consume, on average, 23 pounds of pizza per person each year.
Oh, man. Wow. And, you know, do they say anything about how many people eat it the day after? You know, the morning after.
Yeah, you know, I haven't, it's not on this list of fun facts.
Okay, that 17% mark is pretty impressive.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, think about every single restaurant you know about, every type of food,
right.
from everything from Italian food to Mexican food to everything. 17%, that's almost a fifth.
Now, you think of, especially when I go visit family up in New York, they have a ton of these restaurants that are kind of like a pizza wing and sub shop.
Yeah. Okay.
So they may be considered, you know, those may kind of fall under the pizzeria category.
See,
but there's a lot more of those up there, I think, than we see around here.
And how long has that phenomenon existed? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because pizza and wings and subs.
Yeah, because I think, you know, I don't know about the subs so much, but the pizza and wings things, maybe in the last 10 years, that's become a thing down here, because everything was pretty much just pizza.
Right.
And
right.
Of course, I guess that possibly could be the idea of bringing wings down here.
But I feel like up there, we were, you know, when we go visit, at least one of our meals, you know, is just ordering pizza and wings in one night.
Okay. And so now, you know, then that brings up the question of the way that pizza, and I want to say Pizza Hut has kind of been on the cutting edge of this as to coming up with new ways to do pizza.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, and because they put cheese in the crust,
yes,
yeah.
and
you know,
all that kind of stuff, which of course makes it so much more healthy. But the deal is, I mean, you know, do you like thin crust? Do you like thick crust?
There's so many ways.
There are,
and now you can really put any kind of topping that you want on a pizza.
And back in the day, you know, what we had is thin crust pizza. That was it. And you're right, pepperoni was always popular with, you know, tomato sauce. And I don't know, they cost like a nickel to make, and, you know, they'd charge you $4, and they, you know, they're doing fine. Of course, the numbers go up like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people really buy that stuff like Red Baron and that kind of, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's a pretty big market. I mean, considering
say,
the fact that they have so much shelf space at the grocery
store,
you know.
That's fair.
That's true. Good point. I mean, DiGiorno, it's pretty stinking good.
Okay. Is it? Is that right? Okay.
I love DiGiorno pizzas.
I really like locally like Antone's, you know, on Northgate. Mm-hmm. Oh man, so good. Or Antonio's rather. Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
Now, so I took one of my kids to Chicago so I could try, you know, we're going to try Chicago
style.
Sure, you know, so we go to
dish.
Uno. And I really did not like that even a little bit.
Really?
I mean, it was just too thick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just too thick. But again, hey, It's like anything else. Yeah. There are people who do it, and you know, plus you got to wait like an hour and a half for the pie.
Right.
And
but so, it is. It's like a cheese, tomato sauce, meat stew in a bread bowl.
Yeah. I think that's probably fair enough.
I'm trying to bite into it.
And if there's a lot of you, there was just two of us, way too much pizza.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, but mm-hmm. if you got a bunch of people, I could see that. Now, okay. Is cold pizza the next morning a guy thing?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, I'm just asking.
Well,
that's, you know,
again,
anecdotal.
I don't know.
Anecdotal. No, you answered quickly enough. Yep. There's at least one case of that.
Yep. There we go.
It's just that, and I like it cold. I don't want to microwave it.
No, I like it cold too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's now
reheated pizza is not as good as just cold pizza.
Well, not long ago, we had something on that. The best way to do it, like wrap it in a damp paper towel or something.
My mom always used to put it back in the oven.
Okay.
So she used to warm it up in the oven so it kind of, you know, keeps that crispiness.
She's far too patient, though.
I know, I know. And she'd be like, oh, I'll reheat it. And no, 20 minutes later, Mom.
It's the next morning.
Hungry.
I want this now.
I just
want
to pull it out of the fridge and eat it.
Yes. So anyhow, all right, it's pizza day. Well,
I will say at least one place in town, let's see. Oh, Papa Murphy's, which is the take and bake.
Okay.
They're doing a heart baker, heart-shaped pizza available through Tuesday.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So for Valentine's
Now,
Day.
That's a place, where you go in and you can buy the thing already made, but you cook it at home kind of thing.
It is cheaper, though. It
sure.
is cheaper.
Okay.
And because, you know, of the no baking and you have to take it home and do a little work.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I like it. It's good.
There we go. All right, this date, 1964. I know neither of y'all were alive, but, you know, that was a big deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
So they performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. The Nielsen ratings afterwards showed that an estimated 74 million people tuned in to hear them do 5 songs.
Oh,
wow.
They got paid $2,400, which today would be $18,000.
Okay. So, yeah.
But still, even $18,000 for one of the most iconic performances in pop culture.
Well,
you know,
did make a difference. They did come back a few times, but anyhow, this was the date where that happened. So Merriam-Webster has entered new terms into their dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Susian, binge watch, and weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
Okay, now Susian obviously has to do with something that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Binge watching, I think we all know what that is.
I think we've all done that.
Guilty. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, some people, not all, but the three of us have.
What did we consider binge watching to be? How many episodes in one sitting?
Five?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because binge drinking is 5 or more drinks in less than 2 hours.
Well, of course, it depends.
I've heard the ad.
Okay, that's right. It depends on the length of the program.
Okay, true.
See,
good point.
Because if you're watching an hour show, when I punch the third one, I'm going,
binging.
Yeah, probably, But that's okay because that's how good House of Cards is. but I'd say 5 if you're doing the 30.
30 minutes? Okay.
Yeah. I would say 5. You know, it's funny, though, but when you do hit that third one, you know, this is what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, this is the deal.
this is happening.
This is where it is. All right, and then weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
See, which I had never heard before.
Okay.
Okay, and so weak sauce means that your social life is lame? Is that?
Weak sauce.
Lame.
Anything's lame.
All right, so use that in a sentence for me then. How would you use that properly in a sentence?
Like you would say, let's see, what's his name? Let's see, hold on.
Okay, all right.
Okay. It's like it would be, for instance, like saying Charles Oakley, whenever he fought James Dolan, that was pretty weak sauce, you know?
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Just so you've taken an action
it's
that was
negative.
Pretty lame.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Definitely used as a negative.
All right, there we go. It's 7:24.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
You share your love with that special someone every day of the year. But on Valentine's Day, show that love with the perfect gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Shop Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive for the most exquisite gifts this Valentine's Day, including our exclusive Texas A&M Tag Heuer watches for him and handcrafted diamond Aggie ring guards for her. And text Aggie Tag, one word, to 55498 for a chance to win a free Aggie Tag Heuer watch or a free set of Aggie ring guards. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, the jewelry destination of Aggieland for 25 years.
Good morning, it's 7:25, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, last couple of days we've had record high temperatures at 85. Today it's only going to be 65. Winds out of the north, it feels different out there right now, of course. 47 for a low temperature tonight under clear skies, but tomorrow we're back up to 75 degrees and the winds are out of the south again. We'll have a slight chance of showers tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, a high temperature of 80. And then Sunday, 77s are high with the chances of rain going up to around 30 or 40% by the time we begin next week. Currently, winds out of the north at 15, so our chill factor is 37. We have fair skies, and it's 44.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
CBS Eyeball News asks a question that must chill their hearts. Could Planned Parenthood survive without federal money? CBS says Planned Parenthood depends on taxpayers for 40% of their operating expenses. They've been living off the feds since 1970. That means living off of you. 6 years later, they started being oppressed when Congress said they couldn't use public money for abortions. And now poor Planned Parenthood's facing their biggest battles yet on many fronts. The cash they get from Obamacare is being threatened, and there are several bills in Congress to strip even more money away from them. CBS lists the services the organization provides, like cancer screenings and contraception, but somehow no mention of a Planned Parenthood service we learned about last year, selling harvested baby parts from their abortions. CBS does admit that Planned Parenthood gets large donations, like the $1 million gift from Facebook bigwig Sheryl Sandberg, but we're told it's not realistic to expect the organization to operate on just donations if taxpayer money dries up. And we're told it's not the job of charities to fund health care. Well, concerned journalists and activists should look at the Constitution. They'll find it's not the job of taxpayers to fund Planned Parenthood either. Which brings us back to their original question. Could Planned Parenthood survive without federal funds? Maybe, maybe not. Let's find out, shall we? I mean, they said that they want to start women bragging about the abortions they've had. Let's see how much money that can raise.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH, and that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District superintendent's vacancy drew 54 applicants. Last night, the school board decided who will be part of the first round of interviews.
Board President Trey Moore says the strength of the applicant pool led to the unanimous decision to interview seven instead of six candidates.
I consider the fact that we had to add an interview space because we weren't comfortable cutting a person out to be a very positive sign. Now, the negative side of that is that we have seven highly qualified people that we need to bring down to three.
The board met behind closed doors for 2.5 hours with their consultants from the Texas Association of School Boards.
There may be somebody who looks strong one way, and then maybe there was some information that, you know, led us a different direction, or maybe someone that we initially had slightly overlooked or had a light question that turned out that they were a very qualified candidate would be somebody that we would be interested in. So TASB brought that piece to the table, and that was very helpful.
Only board members will be meeting the seven candidates next week. The consultants will return the 22nd to assist the board in selecting three finalists. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police responded to an armed robbery in the parking lot of the Shop and Go Food Mart on Holloman just after midnight. According to the report, two males took the victim's wallet and a lunchbox at gunpoint. The victim was not injured. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Homeowners living in subdivisions just south of the College Station city limits are opposed to a fourth apartment complex in the Tower Point area that will be considered by the city council tonight. The land in question is behind the Caprock Center at Old Arrington and New Arrington. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval last month over the opposition of eight speakers. Karen Pitts was among those challenging the impact of the additional traffic from new apartments and 2,700 more single-family homes approved in prior rezoning.
That doesn't make sense to us. How can you know about another complex going up and then ignore the impact?
Jessica Tuttle, who represents the apartment developer, says two connector streets would be built before leasing begins.
So we feel that that will help the traffic concern be able to go north and not cut through the neighborhood.
Tonight's council agenda also calls for rezoning commercial property off Copperfield between University and Harvey to build townhomes. As construction continues on the first Texas A&M system buildings at the new Rellis campus, Chancellor John Sharp has invited the mayors of the Twin Cities to nominate representatives to a new external advisory committee. That will be considered by the College Station City Council tonight. And Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson on the Infomaniacs says he expects to make nominations in the near future.
There's a lot going on in Rellis. It's in Bryan. We have a partnership with Texas A&M. Texas A&M land isn't going anywhere, and neither is Bryan. We're here together, and we want to grow successfully. So that advisory board includes, you know, everything that's going on at Rellis. It includes Blinn. It includes both the academic and the workforce side of that.
Nelson says he is looking for someone who can not only represent Bryan and Rellis, but also someone who understands workforce training and has a track record of figuring things out and solving problems. Mayor Nelson also talked about the high-speed passenger train being planned between Houston and Dallas.
Well, I've ridden high-speed trains a lot in Europe, do that every year pretty much with my business that I do in Europe. I think the technology is great. It's safe. Obviously, I believe in freedom, and I think people are from eminent domain. I think part of that is, you know, they got to negotiate and buy property and buy easements to do that.
Nelson's comments followed a progress report on land acquisition by Texas Central Partners and the reaction by opponents to the $10 billion project. After TCP announced acquiring option agreements for about 30% of land parcels for the entire route and 50% of the parcels in Grimes and Waller counties, opponents said that's not the same as the percentage of land for the $10 billion project. 5 weeks into the Texas legislative session, and House members still don't know their committee assignments. Representative John Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says some of his colleagues are starting to press the House Speaker.
Yesterday, we had a little event on the floor where a member wanted to ask parliamentary questions of what we could do to make him announce those committees. And as best I can tell, there's not much we can do.
Rainey says he has all the confidence in the world in Speaker Joe Strauss.
We're moving forward. I think that the Speaker is very cautious in what he's doing.
Rainey learned former Speaker Pete Laney once delayed committee assignments until the 1st of March. The regular session runs through May 29th. Is Obamacare going to be repealed or repaired? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says repealing Obamacare means a transition period where the health insurance marketplace has to be repaired.
Not to repair Obamacare.
Flores says he has two fixes for those who are seeking coverage and those who provide health services.
That's what we mean by repair, is just make sure that, you know, an insurance company doesn't have uncertainty about how to do its underwriting so that it can set its premiums.
Flores hopes the Obamacare replacement will be ready by the end of next month. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 44 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Going through today, looks like cool and dry weather with mostly sunny skies and temperatures into the 60s, overnight clear, and back around 45 to 50. During the day on Friday, increasing clouds, a bit warmer, low 70s, then some clouds on Friday night with a few showers. Low temperature, low 60s, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy on Saturday, with a chance of a few showers. A bit warmer still, 74 to 78. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the team's win over Missouri last night. Meanwhile, the women take on Alabama tonight at Reed for the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. And in the NBA, the Spurs improved to the league's second-best record after their win over the Sixers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So another place you wouldn't want to be today is Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah?
Where it's 28
Ooh,
right now.
Burr.
Chill factor is 14.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So they got snow again before 5 o'clock this afternoon. Temperatures will be falling to about 20 by 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And you'll have a north wind at 15 to 18, gusts as high as 33. Chance of precipitation, 100%. They're going to get between 13 and 19 inches of snow today.
Nice.
Low tonight?
Nice.
8.
Woo.
Yeah.
Burr.
There.
Out there. We did have a texter text in during the break who said that Brad's use of weak sauce was weak sauce.
Yes. Oh, right.
Thank you very much for that. And thank you, Chelsea, for saying you agree.
Right. Hey, I can't say anything. I couldn't come up with anything quicker.
Well,
so
that's it. We got that. So apparently we're getting a heart-shaped pizza tomorrow.
What? Yeah,
she did the shout-out, and so sure enough.
We're getting a heart-shaped pizza?
Yep. So got a call from the Papa Murphy's guy here.
Aww.
So he's going to bring that to us. So. out there.
Very cool.
Yeah, it'll get here after 9. I'll miss out on it, but that's
okay. Hey,
you don't want to stick around for a couple of minutes.
Nah, we're doing it for the team. We're doing it for the team.
Doing it for the team.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Just so, please make sure that you put, like, Chelsea must come get it and approve before, because if not, it'll be gone in the break room before I even realize it's here.
That's probably, well, we'll do that.
There
we'll
are have vultures him. Around here.
Yeah, there really are. Yeah. Well, and... But they'll do that with almost anything.
True.
I mean, they really will.
Oh, so. Anything. You could put anything in the break room. You could put styrofoam peanuts. Yeah. But if you put peanuts,
if you want to know about something bad, you bring it here. And if it's still here the next day, if there's any of it left, you're going, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be getting near that at all. But anyway, so thank you for doing that. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So what we try to do is help you get started. You know, do what you need to do to get the day going. We want to give you information sometimes. But the idea is, hey, you got to get to where you need to be, right? You need to get to work. You need to get to school. You got responsibilities to take care of. Well, maybe not soon. You see, we have the story this morning of how, well, sometimes it's tough for high school kids to get going. At the beginning of her spring semester 2 years ago at Las Cruces, New Mexico High, 17-year-old Selma Graham wasn't feeling very good. Lots of stress. She went to the nurse, who suggested a nap in the RestWorks energy pods that the school had recently acquired from a government grant. Some high schools are trying a new cure for teenagers who stay up late but don't want to wake up early. As a result, they doze off during classes. So teachers are now letting them nap at school. Nap clubs, where students meet and rest quietly, have cropped up in some high schools. Some are trying quiet rooms, where no speaking or technology is allowed. And wellness centers that offer everything from cozy couches and free tea to sleep health consultations that are available at some public schools. Some students and parents and educators balk at the high school nap times.
Yeah?
Yeah, but some say it's a good thing. Participating schools say a little rest during an otherwise very packed school day helps students facing the mounting pressure of getting into college. Insufficient sleep, which is common among high school students, is associated with several health risks.
No.
Yes. Schools elsewhere have offered students with good grades a weekly rest period free so that they can sleep in.
But they have good grades.
Yeah. So there you go.
And the sleep leads to health problems. Well, yeah, well, sleep at home. Don't stay up late.
Yeah, go to bed.
Well, no. See, this new attitude in U.S. schools follows some international examples. There was a 2014 study in Brazil that showed recently acquired knowledge can be positively impacted by midday naps at school. But with crunched schedules and limited funding, U.S. high school administrators just can't get it done. Oh, the children.
The children. Someone just texted in, is this high school or a holiday? Buck up, buttercups.
Oh, man. And they did. This is a picture. It's a story of Wall Street Journal this morning. They have pictures of the nap pods that they have in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
You know, but it is funny. I always see the meme on the internet, you know, when you're in kindergarten and you have nap time, you hate it.
Sure.
You don't want to take a nap. And then you get to about, you know, eighth, ninth grade, and you're like, where's my nap time?
Is that hello? Yeah, really? Well, you can get nap mats. Oh, start bringing your own nap pad to school. It would be perfect.
And then pretty soon the teachers are going to have to start feeding the kids by hand.
Hello.
And not only do you have to use tax dollars to pay for the pods, you have to hire an administrator.
Oh, yes, you're right. You have to have someone who can speak in a quieting tone when you're stressed. And you can't come in and slam your backpack down. That's not good, because there'll be other people in there who'll be trying to rest. So, just letting you know.
Someone texted in, where do teachers sign up? I need a nap.
And how do they text in if they want to do that, Chelsea?
You can. You can text in 979-695-1620. Again, that's 979. Use the area code 695-1620.
You know, we have one school district that's looking for a superintendent now. And I'm wondering if as they go through the vetting process to try to find the new superintendent, will they be asking them how do they feel about midday naps?
Yeah.
Because it could end up being a thing.
I hope they don't.
All right. So a town in Oklahoma, taking a cue from the classic Kevin Bacon film Footloose, organizers of a Valentine's Day dance in the town of Henrietta have canceled the event because of a moral code. It turns out that the town has an old law in the books that forbids dancing within 500 feet of a place of worship.
It's the devil's work.
That's right, and there's a church just 300 feet from the dance venue.
I was going to say, is it at the church?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's right. Jennifer Clausen, who's the mayor of Henrietta, confirms the law exists, but says nobody plan to actually enforce it.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, Clausen says that the city council is considering abolishing the ordinance later this month. Unfortunately, it won't happen until after the dance.
So yeah, their next meeting isn't for like another 2 weeks.
So they're breaking the law. Yeah.
Those outlaws in Oklahoma.
Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Man.
Yeah, got that happening.
I mean, move the dance.
Yeah, it can happen.
There's got to be, you know, someone's garage that they can put a disco ball up in.
I presume they could do that, yeah. Oh, disco balls. Have you heard about that? Katy Perry's new song?
No,
I haven't.
Well, I saw a teaser, but I didn't take a look at it.
Well, and that's the thing is it's just a teaser.
Ugh,
see, what you're going to have to do is she is going to have a scavenger hunt, I think, where you have to go find, and again, it's...
You're
going
to make me work to listen to
To listen to the entire, to see the entire video. Mm. That's exactly right, because other people can just see the little teaser, like you said, but if you want to see them all...
I've got to take a nap.
You have to go find, I think, 24 disco balls that are across the... Here we go. If you want to hear the new music, video clips on Twitter, including one where she's dragging a disco ball by a chain from her stiletto-heeled shoe, is Katie's foot, because you can tell the little tad of the grinning peppermint, which we all know. Yeah, sure we do. Later on, Katie tweeted a map showing disco balls in more than 24 cities all over the world with tips on how to find them. If you find all the disco balls and you're able to hear her new single, which is called Chain to the Rhythm, Billboard.com has all of them, by the way, posted for you so you can find it real easily. Because, after all, you wouldn't have to, anything else would smack of effort. Uh-huh. We certainly don't want to be doing that.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Is there an answer to racism in America? Probably not an easy one, but I saw part of the solution play out in real time on the cable channel C-SPAN. On the political news show, Washington Journal, a white man from North Carolina called in and asked for advice from the show's African-American guest. He admitted he struggled with prejudice because he had been taught to fear black people his whole life, and he wanted to know how to change that. The African-American guest was visibly moved by his question. She offered him ideas for overcoming those fears and for gaining a new perspective about the black community. She urged him to get to know a few black families in his area. She also encouraged him to start conversations within his own community about race and not to form his opinions about people of color from the evening news. You can probably think of other ideas to add to the list, but I believe racial reconciliation was already playing out in front of that C-SPAN audience. Both the white man and the black woman were compassionate and understanding with each other. Neither one made accusations. They took genuine interest in each other's perspectives and had honest, civil dialogue with one another. If only all of our conversations about race could be that respectful, honest, and kind. If racism is ever to be solved, it'll have to start right there. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. icy roads and where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9393. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 9393.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. In A&M men's basketball, Robert Williams scored 18 points and grabbed 16 rebounds. Admon Gilder scored 22 points, and Texas A&M defeated Missouri 76-73 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
Any kind of win is a good win. We showed glimpses of being pretty good at times, and we showed glimpses of being pretty bad at times. Missouri's has played that way with good effort and never give up. I think sometimes our guys thought, hey, we're up 10, this is over. And we played again, showed some immaturity instead of just raising it up a level and pulling away. Defensively, we'd get beat off the dribble or foul, or offensively, we would turn it over.
For Williams, 18 points was a career high. The double-double was the sixth for Williams this season. Here's Williams on the team's winning streak.
I feel like we can go on a good winning streak. I feel like we're on a roll as far as getting back to having fun with each other. Like, as far as just celebrating with each other, don't worry about your shot. Lead an assist to another assist, you know, as far as that goes. So I feel like we're doing good.
Tony Trocha-Morelos added 16 points for A&M. Jordan Barnett, a transfer for Texas, led the Tigers with a game-high 23 points. The Aggies next hit the road for Gainesville to take on number 17 Florida inside the newly renovated Exact Tech Arena. Tip-off is scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the women's team looks for its eighth straight home win, hosting Alabama tonight at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Bama.
They're one of those scrappy-type teams. They play extremely hard. They rebound the ball very well. I think they lead our conference in rebounding on the offensive end. They're not the best shooting team in the league, but what they do, they make up for it on a lot of effort.
The Aggies beat Auburn 66-61 in their last game. Tonight's game also marks the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Here's senior forward Taylor Cooper on the game's importance.
I mean, it's always a big game for us, especially with the history with Coach Starkey and his wife. So it's always an important game. We always want to come out and play hard and just try to represent for all those women out there who are struggling with that and try to give them some hope and something to enjoy. You know, I know Curtis's mom has dealt with that also. So, I mean, this is always a big game for us.
The Aggies are 9-1 all time when hosting the event. Tip-off for tonight's game is at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45. And you can hear Tom Turbyville and Brett Dart call it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Jonathan Motley scored 24 points to help number 6 Baylor hold off Oklahoma State 72-69 last night. The Bears, who had lost their previous two games, trailed conference leader Kansas by one game. Baylor also defeated the Cowboys 61-57 in Waco on January 7th. Meanwhile, in Waco, the Big 12 says it'll withhold 25% of Baylor's share of conference revenue until an outside review of the athletic department determines whether the school is in compliance with conference regulations and Title IX guidelines following its sexual assault scandal that has rocked the school. The sanctions against Baylor are the first by the Big 12 since the school and athletic department were hit by allegations of mishandling assault cases. In the NBA,
Kawhi driving toward the baseline, spins, fires, jumper, good. Leonard's got 31 and a timeout for Brett Brown. When the Sixers get close, the Spurs put the ball in the hands of Kawhi Leonard, and he's responded with 31 tonight.
Kawhi Leonard scored 32 points. Tony Parker added 18, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Sixers 111-103 last night in Philadelphia. The Spurs improved to the NBA's second-best record to 40-12. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution. With our Dayhill 360 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
All right, you waited until now. Here it is. It's the 9th of February. It's next Tuesday. It's Valentine's Day, guys. David Gardner's going to be open on Monday to help you out because, you know, the last-minute thing is a last-minute thing. But that's what they do. They help you look good even when you've waited till the last minute. Maybe you know what you want and you just haven't stopped by. Maybe you have no clue. Fall into either category. You'll be able to walk out with that package from David Gardner's with a good decision. So let the experts at David Gardner's, and they've been doing this a long time. David's been designing and manufacturing jewelry for over 30 years, you'll find an extended collection of David Gardner's own creations. They've got David Yurman, which is popular with a lot of ladies, and of course they have Rolex watches. All of those can be yours to choose from. Pick up a couple of things, right? Because it's Valentine's Day, and they'll wrap it up for you, of course. So Tuesday's the day. Why don't you stop in today? You'd really like to, because you've already got panic in your eyes, right? David Gardner's 911 University.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take her old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan, Navasota. Nap time for students. That's caused a ripple. My gosh. Because, you know, they'll be so much better if they get a nap in the middle of the day.
Definitely. In their pod.
Yeah, in the little sleep pod. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, again, there's government grant money apparently out there. Their school district's going, dang, Las Cruces beat us to that. We could have had that. Yeah, we'll see. So, a farmer in British Columbia was pulled over because he was clearing the road off in front of his house with a Zamboni. Now, though he was clearing off the snow, he unfortunately was leaving a sheet of ice behind it.
Right, because that's what Zambonis do.
That's it. So mm-hmm. Police followed him back to his farm where he keeps the ice cleaner. Wasn't arrested. No charges were filed, but they're kind of explaining to him that, you know, that's what you have to do. A fine, upstanding citizen in California's Santa Clarita Valley went into a panic mode last week when they saw somebody loading a child in the trunk of a car.
Oh.
Reports, the Signal reports that local sheriff's deputies were hot on the case, quickly found the gray vehicle, held the driver at gunpoint until they were able to discern exactly whether or not a kidnapping was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as luck would have it, the child's fine. And the culprit, well, it's one of those swanky new Teslas. The Model S features a third row seat option that can fit a little kiddo or a small adult facing backwards and also doubles as trunk space. So not a problem. Guy in South Carolina won the lottery twice in one day. South Carolina Education Lottery. Ooh, they actually call it the Education Lottery. That's good marketing. Confirmed an unidentified Darlington resident cashed one ticket for $100,000 and another for $200,000. All started when he bought the Palmetto Cash 5 daily draw ticket, and he later went back to the store same day to buy and... There you go. He had two winners.
Must be nice.
Have you seen the new ad for the Texas Lottery now?
No, I don't think so.
Well, where they say the money goes not only to education, but veterans, too.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have to dig in and find out
okay.
what percentage is going right. there. Because, you know, a long time ago when they put the when they put the lottery in effect in Texas, they said it was for education.
Yeah,
well, it goes in the general fund, okay?
Gotcha.
Just saying. I'm sure some of it ends up in education. Hey, we're going to have a high today of 65 degrees. That'll be all right. Sunshiny. 47 tonight, about 75 tomorrow. It's 44 right now, and it's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryant.